Stop Worrying and Put Your Trust in God, written by Cindy McMenamin, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. I'm sure you and I would never worry at all if we could be assured that our children would be happy, healthy, and safe all their days. But life comes with no such assurances. And while I personally can't promise the well-being of your children, I can offer you some ways to eliminate worry, experience peace, and enjoy the task of parenting, no matter how young or old your children are, and no matter how much damage they might have done already. It's all about leaning on the one who can do far more for and with your child than you ever could. Scripture says, God has not given us the spirit of worry or fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And a mom can have a tremendously positive influence on her child when she is exercising not worry or fear, but God's power, love, and a sound mind. Trusting God with your children is not just wishful thinking and hoping God agrees with your prayers. It's a lifestyle of leaning on the living God who can accomplish all that we cannot and who can determine what is best for your child when you and I only think we can. And it starts with letting go of the worry. Worry says to our children and others, God can't work this out. Therefore, worry is the sin of having no confidence in God. I know that you, like me, are consciously thinking those words when you worry, but I also know you don't want to display that type of mistrust to your children. How we live will, to a great degree, impact how our children live. What we worry about, they will tend to worry about. On the flip side, where we put our trust will greatly impact how they will choose to handle situations in life too. Even if they don't imitate your faith or degree of trust, they will know on whom you rely or don't rely, and it speaks louder to them than any lecture. The choices we make, including whether we decide to worry or trust God, will no doubt influence our children's choices well into their adulthood. God gave us a formula in His Word to help us stop the worry. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7 say, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." The very next verse tells us how to stop the worrying so we can experience that kind of peace that comes through praying about everything. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. As you focus on God's goodness, God's love, and God's ability to control all that you cannot, there is no room in your mind for fear or worry. Trust Him. He can control all you think you must and all you are convinced you can't. And He knows exactly what He's doing in your child's life and yours.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of, too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.